took a vow in summertime. Now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender. But they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. Like a young pretender. Beneath these velvet gloves I hide shameful crooked ends of a moneylender. Cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia campus. I am Molly.
And I am Sam, and we are taking you back to the garden.
As always, on Friday we take you back to the garden. Today we're doing a special episode for Vampire Weekend. This is an archive
episode. This is a deep archive. For those who don't know, classes just ended here at the University of British Columbia, so... Hence, me and Molly have been extremely busy with schoolwork. We've been fighting many battles, actually. So we did not have the chance to go review any shows this past week, although we have a fun lineup coming to you very soon.
Yes.
So new content coming in the next
school's
few weeks.
School's over, and I can tell you right now, we've got a crazy summer lineup. We may be sprinkling these archives in every once in a while when we have a quiet week,
yeah,
because they're super fun, yeah, and we've been to so many concerts in the past, but there's a lot of fun shows coming up.
There is, yeah, which we'll talk about a bit later, but... Anyways, yeah, today we are talking about Vampire Weekend, which both, this is a pretty deep, I think archival episode for us, because we both attended separate shows, me in Vancouver, you in Toronto.
In 2019, yeah.
In 2019,
we did not know each other yet. I was still in high school, grade 11.
I was still in high school, yeah.
And turns out we both attended shows on this tour.
On the Father of the Bride tour.
Exactly.
Which was latest album.
Yes, yeah. Their latest album. And it was after a very long hiatus from the band. The band released their album before this, I believe, in 2013?
2013 to 2019,
yeah,
right?
So from 2013 to 2019, the band, a member of the band, Rostam, who is like the second front man, actually left. He said he'd still collaborate with them in the future, but wanted to kind of work on solo projects.
Yeah, I believe he produced this album, though. He was still a part of it. Yeah,
he was still a part of their most recent Father of the Bride, but he did leave the band in that time. So I remember I was in elementary school at the time. Like, I was in grade 8, and I was devastated because I had just found out about Vampire Weekend. I was like, oh my gosh. My favorite band is never going to make an album again.
Exactly. And then they came back like swinging with Father of the Bride.
Which was a crazy big, big, big album.
Huge album with so many like features and covers, which some of them are actually callbacks to earlier episodes.
And you're gonna hear some of that later.
Yeah. But no, a phenomenal album. And we just wanted to kind of celebrate Vampire Weekend because, again, it's a concert we both went to, which we'll talk about a bit later. But also, it's the end of classes. Vampire Weekend, I feel like, is the quintessential college rock band in that they actually, like,
they
famously,
all met at Columbia.
Yeah, met at Columbia, were very much, like, wrote their first albums a lot about also, like, the college experience and about, like, kind of witty references to things they were studying in school. And I feel like we spend so much time going to local shows with bands that our friends are in and going to all these other, like, more now contemporary college bands that we are actually participating in. But it's cool to listen and see a band like Vampire Weekend, which really made it to, like, headliner, huge, like, you know, grandiose scale, but still has this kind of very humble origin story, which I guess a lot of bands do. But they feel like a more, like a more recent one.
Yeah. And they, as we mentioned earlier, they did all meet while enrolled at Columbia. And they chose the name Vampire Weekend from a title of a short film that head man Ezra was working on. He only worked on it for like 3 days and then realized he was going to give up. But he came up with that name, Vampire Weekend, for the short film. And then in, I believe, their third year, they formed as a band.
Yeah.
And they were all buddies. And I, it's just such a cool origin story.
And they're like, they're so, I feel like they're so us. You know, like, I work on short films. We're writing articles. We're doing our radio show. Like, people are performing in bands. Like, I don't know.
It feels,
like, that, their story feels very much like the era we're living in right now. It's kind of fun.
Which is really fun. And not only that, but they just have such, each of their albums, I feel like, has a very different feel. Father of the Bride being the most springy, if I were to name a season for it.
Yes, yeah.
But growing up, I was a big fan of them, as I mentioned, in like the latter half of elementary school and early high school. And it's lyrically, it's pretty easy to listen to, but there's some pretty deep hitting lyrics if you really listen to them.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And they just have such a cool sound. They're described as indie rock with Afro pop inspired melodies.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I know my dad was always a fan of them because of these Afro pop inspired melodies that you can definitely hear depending on what song you're listening to.
Yeah, definitely a lot on the first album, I think, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Which, to me, that album feels very summer. If we're going to talk about seasons, because they have four albums.
Yep.
So the first album, which I think is just called Vampire Weekend, right?
Self-titled.
Self-titled. That, to me, is summer. Father of the Bride is spring. I feel like Modern Vampires of the City is giving winter.
Winter,
yeah,
for
okay,
sure.
Yeah, okay, we agreed on that one. And Contra has a real fall energy to it.
I agree. I feel like those all slot in perfectly.
Yeah. That's just my, right now I'm associating that. Together.
I agree. We have a consensus on each of the seasons for the Vampire Weekend albums.
But we'll talk more about it. We'll give you more, but let's play some more of their music right now and just enjoy.
So right now we've got one of their earliest and biggest hits. I'm sure many people may not even know this is a Vampire Weekend song just because it's, or even if you do, it's just a very popular tune of theirs. So right now we have Oxford Comma off of their self-titled album. And after that, we are going to play for you Flower Moon off of Father of the Bride, which is featuring Steve Lacy,
who we covered in our very first
pilot episode
of Back to the Garden. And he was recently in Vancouver. So
a little callback to that. And we hope you enjoy. Here is Oxford Comma off of Vampire Weekend's self-titled album. Enjoy.
Guys, why would you lie?
if the sun don't make things right, then it's gonna take a year. Gonna take a year. Fly on moon, sacred sand, Coca-Cola and red wine. Now's the time to disappear. Gonna take a year.
Show added. MRG Live presents Haley Hendricks at the Biltmore Cabaret on April 19th. Haley Hendricks is a rising star in the indie folk scene. Her unique voice and intricate guitar playing will leave you spellbound. Don't miss the chance to see Haley Hendricks perform live at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets available at admitone.com. Do you want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Welcome back to 101.9 FM CITR. We are taking you back to the garden. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And today we are profiling Vampire Weekend, a little archive episode from their tour in 2019, which Sam over the ad break was telling me, yeah, that was 4 years ago.
So this is a real, I mean, we are eagerly awaiting for their next album, I will say. This is like a preemptive celebration of their music, because I assume they will have new music coming out eventually.
I hope so.
As far as I know.
I hope so. I mean, they've been around now for like, when was their first album released?
2008, I want to say. 2008? I think so. It was
so
a long time.
They're coming up on 20 years, I mean, in like five. Okay, they're currently
coming up on 15, yeah.
They're coming up on 15. Let me not round up.
Let's see. Yeah, 2008, that's crazy.
Wild. So I hope for more soon.
Me too.
They can't retire.
Because, I mean, let's now talk about the show. I do have to say, for a long time, this was like the best concert I've ever been to. One of my favorite concerts. 2019, yeah, I saw them. They played actually in Burnaby, technically, at the, like, what's that lake called? Deer Lake Park, at the amphitheater there.
I'm not familiar. Is that where the Nationals playing?
That's where the Nationals playing, yeah. With Soccer Mommy, and Soccer Mommy also opened on the Vampire Weekend show, which was the first time I saw Soccer Mommy live, which was just fun and exciting. But, yeah, no, the show was wonderful. It was an amazing show, I have to say. I just remember it being, like, so, like, celebratory and fun. There was like confetti, there was giant globes being thrown around in the crowd.
I remember the globes.
Yeah.
I think my show, if I recall correctly, and again, pardon my memory, this is now four years ago.
Yeah.
But I think the Toronto show was the opener for the tour, and I remember it was rumored they would have this big inflatable frog.
Oh, they did have a huge frog.
They didn't have a frog for me.
No, okay. I remember they had one like by like the food truck merch area of the show. I remember there was a huge frog. So I remember getting pictures in front of it. But I mean, then again, this was 4 years ago.
Our memories are foggy. It feels like a Vampire Weekend 2019 feels like a fever dream.
It was like a fever dream at this
point.
But
it was a wonderful one. I remember for me,
it was a wonderful fever dream.
I remember this was a week where I had a 1975 concert on like earlier that week.
Dang.
And then it was in the same place. The venue in Toronto was Echo Beach / Budweiser Stage, which is essentially an amphitheater and a beach, and they're like in the same vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
But the amphitheater is generally a better experience,
like,
because
nicer.
You're not kicking around in the GA sand.
Yeah.
Whereas, so 1975 was the amphitheater. Vampire Weekend was Echo Beach. It was a rainy day for Vampire Weekend.
Yeah,
I waited in the rain.
Yeah.
I waited in the rain for many hours. I took the little train into the city and sat. I didn't have an umbrella for some reason. I remember a stranger lent us one. It was a whole thing. But once we got in, I ran through that sand, parked myself at the barricade, and it was great.
Clutched the barricade, yeah. It was a really good concert, I have to say. I mean, like, instrumentally, we already talked about this. They're one of the most talented bands, I think, like, out there. Like, again, the way that they, like, fuse so many different styles of music together in a way that is so cohesive and actually works and, like, has a unique sound that is now Vampire Weekend sound is really cool, I think. And also, again, their origin story of just being, like, a college rock band. I don't even know if any of them studied music. Like, I'd have to double-check that. I don't know if they were studying music. So it's impressive how much they tie it all in together.
I'm inclined to say Rostam, who was the man who left.
Yeah,
I think
he was,
because he's, like, the producer of the lot.
But Ezra Koenig. Yeah, definitely wasn't.
No. But overall, just such a fun time, and we did want to take the opportunity this week. We had kind of a dull period, and this is a fun little concert that, unbeknownst to us, we would become best friends years later.
Exactly.
But we were
Maybe
both...
Maybe we would have attended it together had
oh
we known
goodness.
Each other.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. But we were both at the show, and I think that's such a funny little memory. So we did want to bring you a little archive episode, and I think we're just going to go on to some more music now. Mm-hmm. Right now I have lined up I Think You're a Contra, which relates to the show I attended, because this, to date, and for the longest time, was my favorite Vampire Weekend song.
Yeah.
I really like the lyrics at the end. You wanted good schools and friends with pools. You're not a Contra. Like, shut up. That's so good.
Yeah.
And I remember the whole time at the show, I was yelling, It was like, I think you're a contract.
Yes.
What was the one you were yelling?
I was yelling, I wanted Strangers off of Father of the Bride. That's a good one. I really liked with, I think Haim is in it, but it doesn't say it's featuring Haim, but it is such a good song. Mm-hmm. I love that one for some reason, and they did not play it. But they played my favorite one, which is Hannah Hunt, which we'll get to later.
Oh, my.
But, yeah.
We will get to that later for sure. That's another favorite of mine. But I remember the whole time I was yelling, I think you're a Contra. I was like, I'm going to cry. I'm going to be a little emotional teenager if this happens right now. Yeah. It did not happen. There was a request section for the encore. I remember some guy in a bucket hat caught their attention. I was like, what about me?
Okay, I remember, there was a request section for the encore, and we had a song off of their debut single, but not even, like, so their debut single was Mansard Roof in 2007, and there was a second song on that single release, Ladies of Cambridge.
Yes, yeah.
And that was what they played as their encore, and I had never heard about it before, and then I was like, so they're not playing Strangers, but now I have an amazing
new song
that I know.
You're getting exclusive little singles that are hidden in the archive.
Hidden in the archive, yeah, exactly.
Amazing. So without further ado, we're going to play my request for the 2019 Vampire Weekend Tour that just didn't work out. This is I Think You're a Contra off of their second album, Contra. We got a fun story about the album afterwards, but we'll get to that.
Let's run it.
Enjoy.
That you and I could tell each other everything for 2 months. But even with our oath, with truth on our side, when you turn away from me, it's not right. I think you're a Contra. 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 Just wanted you. I just wanted. just one of you. I think you're a contrast. And I think that you lie. Don't call me a contrast till you've
back, we're back. I used to front like Andrew at Mechanicsburg, Anchorage, and Dar es Salaam. We'll home in New York with champagne and disco, tapes from LA / San Francisco. But actually, Oakland and Alameda, your girl's in Berkeley with a communist reader. Mine was in tune with a boombox and Walkman. I was a horrible girl that was back then. Love's the love, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now. I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. Ancestors told me the dagger was better. She's richer than Croesus, she's tougher than leather. I just ignored all the tears of a past life. Still, conversation deserves but a bread knife. And punks who would laugh when they saw us together, well, they didn't know how to dress for the weather. I could still see them there huddled on Astor, snow falling slow to the sound of the master. The gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now. I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Everyone's dying, but girl, you're not old yet. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Gloves are off, the wisdom.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You just listened to an awesome lineup of Vampire Weekend songs that we're covering today. We're covering their show back from 2019. So you just heard I Think You're a Contra off of Contra.
Which Molly wanted for the encore.
Yes.
Didn't get.
Famously. Did not get.
Yeah.
And then you heard Stranger off of Father of the Bride, which Sam wanted.
I wanted for the encore at my show. Also didn't get. which was okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we forgive.
We forgive. Yeah,
we do not forget.
Yeah, I was going to say, I will never forget. Obviously, it's been 4 years and I still remember. But and then that was just Step off of Modern Vampires of the City. Which is a special request from our special guest in the studio today.
Her first time here in CITR. 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Allison Tucker.
Thank you for the introduction.
Of course.
Do you
want to talk about why you chose that song?
Well, I think that Vampire Weekend have a lot of great songs that stick out to me, and I feel like I go through phases with them, but that one's always stuck out as a favorite.
Yes.
I just love the sound of it, and I love the lyrics. I don't know what they mean, but
we were just discussing
they are fun
that.
Lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing about Vampire Weekend is I feel like they have... They always have fun lyrics, and we were just reading that their first album, because they were so young, they made the lyrics just to fit the melody a lot of the time, and they kind of like cite that a lot of it is a bit nonsensical, and then they call back to it in later albums that they're like kind of making fun of themselves in an ironic way, which I just think is like playful and fun.
Yeah. And I mean, I love a wordy lyric, because what I love to do is, even if a song doesn't actually have, like, if even if a bunch of lyrics in a song don't really have a meaning behind them, I love to make up my own meaning.
Yeah, exactly.
I was actually, I was talking about this with Daniel yesterday, how I feel like what I look for a lot of the time in songs, and why you and I like singer-songwriters like Adrian Lenker so much, is because crazy, crazy lyrics, and we don't even know what they mean half the time, let alone do some songwriters. Mm-hmm. But it's fun just to make your own meaning, and I really like Step because of that, because it's, they're talking about wisdom teeth, they're talking about girls. What does it even mean?
What's the connection there?
We don't know. Yeah. We don't know. So thank you, Allison, for that request. Do we want to play some more music now?
Yeah, let's do it.
We are going to play a few more songs. I believe we're going to play The Kids Don't Stand a Chance off of their self-titled album.
That's
and
a great
then
one.
Big Blue.
Yeah.
And then we are going to announce the giveaway winner.
Yeah, from our Boy Genius episode last week. So,
stay tuned. Yeah. After the ad break, we will be announcing the Boy Genius vinyl, or the Boy Genius record store gift card giveaway.
Yeah, let's go.
So, here is The Kids Don't Stand a Chance off of Vampire Weekend's self-titled album. Enjoy.
once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own? Big Blue, for once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own? Big Blue, for once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lessons? Or am I back on my own? Big Blue, for once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own?
The 22nd edition of DOXA Documentary Film Festival returns May 4th to 14th, 2023. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. CITR and Discorder Magazine are a proud partner of My Saigon, a feature-length documentary by Montreal-based filmmaker Kwa Le that constructs a dynamic ode to Saigon's queer and trans communities through a series of intimate character portraits. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets. And we hope to see you there.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We're welcoming you back to the garden, and we have a very exciting giveaway announcement now. Last week, we partnered with Red Cat Records, and they gifted us a $50 gift card to give away because we collabed with them on a listening party episode.
Thank you very much, Red Cat Records.
Thank you very much to Red Cat Records. And we are excited to announce the giveaway winner is Jacob.
Jacob,
if you are listening, we're going to contact you on the Back to the Garden Instagram, and we can arrange a time where we can either send it to you or we can get it to you. But thank you for everyone for entering. We really appreciate it. And thank you to Red Cat once again. It was a pleasure being able to do this, especially so early on in our show.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
We are going to wrap up the hour today by playing some of Vampire Weekend's inspirations. And I was very excited when I was researching this to rediscover that Peter Gabriel and Paul Simon are the obvious inspirations of Vampire Weekend. So here we have for you Salisbury Hill, which, for some background, I was raised on Peter Gabriel, and this is like one of my all-time favorite songs.
We have a Peter Gabriel baby.
Yeah, we have a Peter Gabriel stan, if you will. If you can stan Peter Gabriel, I would. So we have Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel, and following that, we're going to have Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard by Paul Simon.
Which is one of my favorite Paul Simon songs, too.
So
this is exciting.
We're keeping the fun going here on CITR. Congrats to Jacob. And here is Salisbury Hill off of Peter Gabriel's album, Car. Enjoy.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice. Standing, stretching every nerve.
Mama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak.
Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek, and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We are closing out the hour with Me and Julio, Down by the Schoolyard by Paul Simon, an inspiration of Vampire Weekend, who we covered today. And we're going to finish off the hour with Hannah Hunt, a beautiful personal favorite.
One of the best songs, I think, in their discography.
It tops time and time again. This is one of my favorites and has been since I was a wee little girl.
So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much again to Red Cat Records for giving us the giveaway opportunity and partnership. And congratulations to Jacob.
We just posted something on our Instagram, so make sure to DM us. And we're really excited for you and all the little morsels you buy at Red Cat Records.
Can't wait to hear what you buy. Anyways, thank you so much for listening today. And here is Hannah Hunt.
Off Modern Vampires from the City. See you next week, everyone. Have a good one.
Told me some plants move, but I could not believe it. To me and Hannah Hunt, saw crawling vines and weeping willows as we made away from Providence to Phoenix. A man of faith said hidden eyes could see what I was thinking. I just smiled and told him that was only true of Hannah. And we glided on through Waverly and Lincoln. Days were long, our nights no longer. Count the seconds, watching hours, though.